What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the birthday of the late, great Indiana Avenue jazz legend, Leroy Vinegar. Leroy was known as the Walker, a name he earned for his mastery of the walking bass jazz style. He recorded over 100 albums, working alongside some of the most important names in jazz history, including Sonny Rollins, Stan Getz, Jimmy Smith, Dexter Gordon, Roy Ayers, and many others. Leroy left Naptown for California in the mid-1950s, where he became a major figure in the West Coast jazz scene. Leroy is well known for his hard bop sound, but on this week's show, we'll be focusing on Leroy's work from the 1960s and 70s, a time when his sound was being shaped by soul and funk music. So stay tuned for an hour of music featuring the soulful side of Leroy Vinegar. Leroy Vinegar was born in Indianapolis on July the 13th of 1928. He played music with the Crispus Attucks Band, and outside the classroom, he studied music with the famous Indiana Avenue pianist Earl Grandy. During Leroy's time performing on the Avenue, he worked with many Indianapolis musicians, including Jimmy Cole, Carl Perkins, Roger Jones, Sonny Johnson, Bob Womack, and others. In 1954, Leroy left the Midwest for California, where he quickly established himself as one of the top bass players in jazz music. Up first on this week's show, we'll hear two tracks from Leroy's funky 1974 album, The Kid. This is Leroy Vinegar with Chillin' Mo and Doin' That Thing. Thank you. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two tracks from Leroy Vinegar's 1974 album, The Kid. On this week's show, we're celebrating Leroy's birthday. He was born in Naptown in July of 1928. Leroy is one of the greatest jazz legends to emerge from the Avenue and one of the most respected bass players in the history of jazz music. We're focusing our attention on the funky and soulful tracks Leroy cut during the 1960s and 70s. Up next, we'll listen to one of the most grooving jazz tracks ever recorded. In 1969, Leroy performed on Eddie Harris and Les McCann's album Swiss Movement, recorded live at the Montreux Jazz Festival. The album was a hit, selling millions of copies worldwide. That's largely due to the track we'll hear next. This is Eddie Harris and Les McCann with Compared to What, featuring Indiana Avenue's Leroy Vinegar on bass.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, trying to make it real compared to what?
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the birth of the late, great Naptown jazz legend Leroy Vinegar. And we're listening to some of the funky and soulful tracks that Leroy cut during the 1960s and 70s. Up next, we'll hear a track from the master of the B3 organ, Jimmy Smith. We'll listen to Blues for 3+1 off the 1972 album Blue Smith, featuring Leroy Vinegar on bass. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more soulful music from Leroy Vinegar after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the birth of the late, great Indiana Avenue jazz legend Leroy Vinegar. Leroy was known as the Walker, a name he earned for his mastery of the walking bass jazz style. Leroy was born in Naptown in July of 1928, and he was a star on the Avenue music scene during the 1950s. But by the mid-50s, Leroy had left Naptown for California, where he quickly established himself as one of the top bass players in jazz music. Leroy is known for his work playing hard bop music, but on this week's show, we're focusing on a different side of his talent, the funky and soulful records he cut during the 1960s and 70s. Up next, we'll hear two tracks from Leroy's 1973 cult classic album titled Glass of Water. This is Leroy Vinegar with Damn, Somebody Stole My Pants and Funny Time. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the birthday of the late, great Naptown jazz musician Leroy Vinegar by looking back on the funky and soulful music he cut during the 1960s and 70s. During the mid-1950s, Leroy left Indiana Avenue for California, where he worked with some of the greatest stars of jazz music. But Leroy wasn't just cutting jazz sessions. Working in Los Angeles offered Leroy the opportunity to record a variety of music, including the sessions for ABC's Schoolhouse Rock television series.
Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, what's their function?
And The Doors, 1968 psychedelic rock album, Waiting for the Sun. In 1972, Leroy Vinegar performed with the Northern Irish singer-songwriter Van Morrison. Up next, we'll hear a track from Van's critically acclaimed album, St. Dominic's Preview. This is Van Morrison with Almost Independence Day, featuring Leroy Vinegar on bass.
See the boats in a harbor. We're across the harbor. Light shining out. Light shining out. In a cool, cool night. In a cool, cool night.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the birthday of the late, great Naptown jazz musician Leroy Vinegar by looking back on the funky and soulful music he cut during the 1960s and 70s. And we have time for one more cut. From the 1968 album, Much Less, this is Les McCann and Leroy Vinegar with Burning Coal. Thanks for joining us for this birthday tribute to Leroy Vinegar, one of the greatest legends of the Indiana Avenue music scene and one of the greatest bass players in jazz history. Leroy Vinegar passed away in August of 1999, but the music he recorded lives on, and nearly 100 years after his birth, Leroy is still the king of the walking bass. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown.